privilege to be here in His presence. And I want to appreciate my father, our father in the Lord, Reverend Dr. Tammy Siloko, for this privilege to stand here to bring God's word to us. How many of us watched him preach in the convention yesterday? How many of us watched it? Okay, you can just simply go back to Nigerian Baptist Convention channel, either on YouTube or on Facebook, and watch Reverend's message. It was a powerful session yesterday. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Acts of the Apostles. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. See some few things, and just to charge us from the word of God. Acts chapter 16. I'll read from verse 22 to 34, and look at a few other scriptures. Acts chapter 16, I read from the New International Version. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrate ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell, fastening their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, somebody say suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself! We are all here!" The jailer called for lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Someone is asking a question. What must I do to be saved? Even when they have not preached to him, because he saw power. You will see power today in the name of Jesus. They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds, and immediately he and his household were baptized. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts in Jesus' name. Quickly, I want to speak on what I titled, "Raise Your Praise." Somebody say, "Raise Your Praise." Now, this month has been our month of lifting, and various servants of God have prophesied, have spoken over our lives, and even in course of the prayer mountain, we have prayed and declared, and God brings about lifting in the lives of his children. Hallelujah. But something is very, very important that we must take note of, that it is also important for you as a child of God to raise your praise to this God who is the raiser of men. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, there are some dimensions of lifting, there are some dimensions of rising that we not experience until you engage the instrumentality and the dimension of praise. You must learn to lift up your praise, to raise your praise to the King of Kings. You must learn to lift your praise, to raise your praise to Yahweh, the Savior, the one, the ruler of the universe. Hallelujah. Even as we look at God's word, God will give us insight in the name of Jesus. The story we've just considered is a story of these servants of God, Paul and Silas. Is a popular passage for anyone that has been in Christendom for a while now. You should be familiar with that scripture. The reason why these guys were arrested was not because they did anything wrong. It was because they cast the demon, a spirit of divination, out of a girl who was a slave to the slave masters, who was using the gift from the devil, the gift of divination and sorcery. They were using it to enrich themselves. People will come, and so this girl will tell them this and that, and at the end of the day, they pay consultation fee. And this girl was following Paul and Silas and declaring that these are men of God, these are servants of God, for some days. And so Apostle Paul, being that he was sensitive, that this girl is saying a truth, that we are actually the servants of God, but she was not saying the truth. She was not saying it by the influence of the Spirit of God. He was able to discern that there is a wrong spirit. And so they set this girl loose. And because they delivered this girl by the power of God, because they did what was good, it landed them into trouble. As there are times in life, as a child of God, that good doing will land you into trouble. There are times that as a child of God, because you are focused on this God, you are following the mandate, you are following and pursuing the Great Commission, challenges and trials will come that will shake you. Men will castigate you. For these guys, they were thrown into jail. They were put into prison with strict order that they should be properly chained, that such that they will not be able to leave. Hallelujah. But some things happen. Quickly, I want to say some few things. When do I praise God? Is a question. When do I praise God? From verse 22, we saw that they praised God when the people rose against them. The Bible said, the crowd joined in the attack against them. So I said, when men turn against you, praise God. Don't forget, it was still the same crowd of people that for some days they were preaching to these people in that particular city. But because they set someone free and someone raised an allegation against them, the crowd, they joined to begin to attack them. As a child of God, you will come a time in life whereby even those you are doing good for, they will turn against you. It is a test of faith. But what was the reaction of these guys? Like we'll see later on that they praise God. Hallelujah. Another thing again, when do you praise God? When do I praise God? Still in verse 22. When you are stripped and when you are emptied. What does it mean to strip a person? To naked a person, to rid the person of what he has, to rid the person of his belongings. As a child of God, in your place of work, sometimes in your place of work, man, they will strip you of opportunity that should come to you. What you know that should be rightfully yours. Sometimes they will take it away from you. But in such a circumstance, you should still praise God. Men will want to take your possession from you. For these guys, probably they nakeded them. Because the Bible put, they stripped them and they flogged them. What a kind of punishment. Are you here? Men have emptied you of your belongings. While I was preparing this message, God said to me, concerning someone, it's as if your properties are about to be taken away from you. But God is saying you should need to praise Him. Hallelujah. You are going to praise God today in the name of Jesus. There is a system of restoration when a man loses what he has. There is a system and a platform of restoration that God has designed through the platform of praise. Somebody say praise. By my praise, there shall be a restoration. Hallelujah. Another thing quickly, we're trying to run because of time. When do I praise God? You should praise God when you are beaten and thrown into prison. What does prison represent? Prison represents limitation. Prison represents restriction. A man in chains cannot move. A man in chains is a man that cannot advance. Are you under the sound of my voice? And you look at your life and you can say what you are going through is as if you are fixed in a particular position. There is no moving forward. Hallelujah. I don't know if you have experienced that before. Some years ago, I experienced that kind of a thing. In such a way that you see God using you. You pray for people and their needs are being met. Yet you are on a spot. You cannot see advancement in your life. Hallelujah. When you are going through such kind of circumstances, it is still needful for you to praise God. Hallelujah. And as you praise God, the chain will break in the name of Jesus. The fourth, the last one. When should I praise God? When in chain and in dungeon. A dungeon is a... How do I describe a dungeon? It's like a hole, like an underground hole, where a person is kept such that no one can even have access to him. That... If his loved ones, if they are not aware, they may not even know. Even if they know that this guy is in jail, the kind of jail that they have placed this guy is a dungeon, hidden. Probably, people may not have permission to see him. Hallelujah. He was hidden. He was hidden. Someone under the sound of my voice, it's as if something is covering your business. It's as if something is covering your destiny. You are due for marriage. You are the marriageable age. But it's as if, man, no one is looking, is seeing in your direction. I want to engage you that you need to praise God. Hallelujah. And as you praise God, you will experience a raising. Hallelujah. How do I raise my praise? How do I raise my praise? Can we look at verse 25? Can we read verse 25 together? I want to go. About midnight. Can we read together? I want to go. About midnight, Paul and Silas were what? Let's hold on there. Let's hold it there. What were they doing? They were praying. The Bible did not say they were casting and binding. After all, it was casting and binding that brought them to jail. Hallelujah. This is the kind of prayer, as I look at it critically, that the way to approach God in prayer is not the way of asking. The way to approach God in the place of prayer is the way of adoration. Somebody say adoration. It is the way of worship. It is the way of praise. If you are here under the sound of my voice and you want to pray all the time, all you know how to do is to complain. You are an immature Christian. You need to grow. Tell yourself, I need to grow. Hallelujah. To approach God in the place of prayer, approach Him with praise. When you approach Him, talk to God in prayer. Express words of adoration and worship. Don't call before Him with complaint and murmuring. Some Christians, what they call prayer is murmuring. God, why you do this to yourself? God, and so they do. Sorry for those of you that may be watching from any country that do not understand Pidgin. Don't mind us. Don't mind me, brother. Hallelujah. Don't always approach God with murmuring and complain. Fine. You might have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. You have been praying over that matter. It is still there. Engage praise. As a matter of fact, one of the books that we looked at when we want to talk about praise and worship in the Bible is what? The book of what? The book of what? The book of Psalms, right? The book of Psalms. It might interest you to know that some of these Psalms that we now sing, they were actually expressed, just not initially in singing. They were expressed where? In just declaration. After God gave the children of Israel victory in the book of Exodus chapter 15. And those Psalms, it is because of the way it was constructed. That is why it was tagged a song of Moses, a song of Miriam. In fact, in those days, singing began like what? Like a chant. Began like a chant. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, for He is good. Oh, lift up your voice and declare. That was how they were chorusing praise to God. Like prayer. Like just talking to Him. It is you and I in our generation, as we begin to advance, and one generation to another, as we move from one generation to another, we see the reason to put tunes. As a matter of fact, even the hymns that we sing, some of the persons that wrote some of the hymns that you and I sing today, they just wrote it like poem, expressing their hearts. Probably those words came in their place of prayers, and they wrote it, and someone else put a tune to it. That's why if you check most of the hymnals, you will see the name of the author. Then you also see the name of the person that added tune. So you can be praising God in talking and just be walking around. Ah, God, you are wonderful. God, you are big. You are powerful. God, you are righteous. There is none like you. You are praising already. You are worshiping already. Expressing His personality. Hallelujah. I want to dare and challenge someone today. You have been praying and binding and casting. You have been asking and asking and asking. Turn your prayers to praise. That is one way to raise your praise. From what we see these guys did in this text. That is in verse 25. Also in verse 25. The other ways, the other method which they raised their praise was singing of hymns. Somebody say singing of hymns. Sometimes I just feel bad. Among music pastors, sometimes we discuss and sometimes it pains us for this generation that we are in a generation that is almost forgetting about Him. Hymns are very good and powerful. Most of those hymns, the writers, they got them on their knees, places of meditation. We know the story of the man that even wrote "It Is Well With My Soul," of how he lost everything, and the inspiration came even in the midst of his encounter, of a difficult encounter. That man, God, he received inspiration from heaven. And today you and I, we are singing those inspirations. Hallelujah. Help me tell your neighbor, sing hymns. Please, I want to encourage every family. Teach your children hymns. Let hymns not fade away in our generation. In my time and in your time, hymns will not fade in the name of Jesus. We need to learn to memorize hymns. As I look at that passage, they were chained, right? You see that they carried hymnals to that place before. But they probably memorized hymns. You should learn to memorize hymns, memorize songs, and sing to God. That was how they engaged the power of God. That was how they raised their praise. And what was the result? What was the result? Let's see. Verse 26. Somebody says, suddenly. Can you shout it again? Suddenly. There was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison shake. When you raise the praise, prison doors are opened. Number one, prison doors are opened. Like I said, stop complaining. For every child of God, we have a tank. You have a tank. Every child of God has a tank. Okay? And what God expects to see in that tank when He comes is your praise, is your thanksgiving. Let your tank be full. Let your tank be full with thankfulness. Can you say to yourself, let my tank be full with thankfulness. Let my tank be full with gratitude. God wants us to have what I call praise-titude. Praise-titude. Okay? Then, look at it again as we read forward, still in verse 26. Bible said, at once all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chain came loose. When you raise the praise, you bring deliverance to men. Yes. Your praise can bring deliverance to men. These guys, as they praise God in prayers and in singing of hymns, the deliverance did not only affect them. Not only their chains were loosed, but the chains of other persons were loosed. What is that circumstance in your family? Like everyone is going in a circle, a repeated pattern. Everyone is experiencing the same kind of limitation. They get to this particular age and they die. Until they cross this age, they cannot buy their cars, they cannot have properties, they can't be settled in life and in destiny. Can you praise God on your behalf and on the behalf of your siblings? That may be a word for someone. Hallelujah. Let's see what happened. In verse 27, the jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors opened, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself. Verse 28, but Paul shouted, don't harm yourself. Of course, okay, just let me jump to verse 33. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them, washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his household were baptized. That was a salvation experience. A salvation experience. Your praise attitude, when you raise the praise, it can bring salvation to the lost. Somebody says salvation to the lost. So how many things do this say in this passage that your praise can bring about? Can you say the first one? Chains broken. The second one? The issue of deliverance for people that change. Okay, then we also talk about the issue of salvation. In other words, when you become a praiser, that spirit and attitude of selfishness of just yourself to go away. Hallelujah. How many are still ready to praise God today? Can we stand up to our feet? For the next few minutes, can you just raise? Bible said, and they begin to, while they were praying, they prayed and they sang hymns. Yes, in the place of him, it can also be worship. But first of all, before we talk, we go into singing. We have been singing since the beginning of the service. Can you just lift up your voice in words? Can you say some words to God? Can you express your love for him? Can you express your love to him? Can you just say some things to him in prayers? You are talking to God right now. Your talk is a praise. Yes. Yes, you are raising a praise. You are raising the 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 praise. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you are beautiful. You are beautiful beyond description. Oh, Jesus, what a loving Savior you are. Who won't serve a God like you? Who wouldn't have a Father like you? What a mighty God we serve. Who is like unto thee among the gods? Who is like thee? My Redeemer, my Savior, the strength of my life. My strong tower, there is none like thee. Oh, can you say some of his attributes that you know? Oh, you know He's holy. Can you tell Him? Can you echo it to Him? Lord, You are holy. Oh, You are righteous. Oh, ever loving, ever faithful. Oh, Ramande ke prosete ke prosita. Raprende ke te ke proski palata. Your praise is an acknowledgement of His personality. And your worship is a response. Is a response of honor unto the Lord God Almighty. Can you raise your worship? Can you raise your praise in this house? Oh, Ramande brosete de brosha. Elibrasate kete. There is a melody that God has given to every man. Ayabrande kete prosita palia. Leprosuta palia. For every child of God, there is a melody that God has dropped on your inside as you experience Him. Oh, Ramande keproshika pale, rete keprosita palatea, leprosite pendi kapalia. How could a man be thrown into prison for doing good? And yet that man, he was praising God. Eh, Rabada, there was a revelation. Eh, lebrosite kepelika, jeleberete. In Jesus' name we are praising. Now, I want you to understand something. I want you to understand something. See, when you praise God, if you read the book of Psalms 22 and verse 3, it talks about God that dwells in the praise or inhabits the praises of His people. Now, let me explain to you what happened in verse 25 downwards. As they were praising God, the praise moved God. As they were singing Him to God and they were speaking to Him in adoration, it moved God. And God Himself, He does not send angels. It's not just about the messenger that He sends when it comes to the issue of praise, because praise is His food. So God, He understood that a food was being cooked. He understood that a food had been served for Him while the praises was going on in prison. And God said to Himself, I need to join these guys that are praising Me. But when God got there, He realized and He discovered that it was a dungeon. He realized that it was a prison and He needed to dance with them. And God said to Himself, these guys cannot dance with Me with the chains on their feet. That was why when He came in His fullness, when He came with His force, the power and the presence of God had to break the chains. The chain could not hold them in that atmosphere. Because when you praise, you invoke divine presence. When you praise God, you draw His attention and He becomes helpless. And they have not asked for any request. It's not as if they were probably asking for their chains to be loose. Maybe they might have told Him, Lord, loose our chains. What about that of the prisoners, the other prisoners that were listening to them? Because God was in that prison, because God descended in that prison, not only does their chains got broken, but the chains of the other prisoners, they were broken. I don't know, will somebody get what God is saying this morning? As you praise God, it will come in that matter. Can you lift your voice again and praise Him? Can you say, Lord God, I know there is a limitation in my life. I understand I'm going through battles. I know there are some stuff I am dealing with right now. Things are not very smooth in my marriage. Financially, Lord, things are not very smooth. Lord, I know Nigeria is a difficult country right now. To live in the economy is not funny. But God, I still choose to praise You. Somebody, can you praise God? Can you lift your voice? Somebody, can you raise your praise? Lord, You are worthy. Worthy is the Lord. Worthy is the Lord God Almighty. You are holy. You are mighty. You are powerful. You reign in majesty. There is none like You. None can contend with You. That sickness is nothing before Him. I will minister to the sick. If you are trusting God for healing, I will minister to you briefly. But can you raise your praise? If you want to sing a song, if you want to sing the lyrics of the hymns, if you want to mention the lyrics of the hymns, go ahead and make mention of the lyrics. If you want to sing to Him any song, even if you don't have any song, you can just make a sound out of adoration. Your sound can be communicated to God's understanding by the Spirit. Let there be an expression from your heart. Lord, I know there is a delay in
fruit of the womb in my family, but I still trust to praise you. I know there is a delay in my no settlement, but I choose to praise you. I know there is no money in my bank account. I know I don't know what I'm going to eat after this service, but Lord, I choose to raise my praise. I know the landlord is asking for the house rent. It's a sin. They are trying to embarrass me. Lord God, my situation is about to bring an embarrassment. But Lord, I raise my praise. Lord, I raise my praise. Somebody go ahead and raise your praise. Go ahead and raise your praise. Go ahead and raise your praise. Shalabarabadegebosa. You are glorious. Hey, hey, hey. Thank you, Jesus. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
Hold on, hold on, please, please, please. If you are still in the flesh, as at the point we are right now, God will help you. God will help you. Please be connected in the spirit. As you sing the song, I want you to picture the King of Glory, the one who reigns in majesty, and express your adoration. If you want to kneel before him, if you want to lie down before him, whatever you want to do to express your love for him, you are permitted to do in his presence.
Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Oh yes, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, Lord.
So praise him, hallelujah.
Praise him, hallelujah.
Oh, oh, oh,
praise him, hallelujah.
Oh, praise him, praise him.
Praise him, hallelujah. While we praise God, can you just walk to the altar? Maybe you are going through financial struggles, or you have health challenge and you are trusting God for healing. While we praise God, can you just walk up to the altar as we praise Him together?
Oh, praise Him, say, oh, praise Him.
We praise Him, just come and praise Him.
Oh, praise Him, hallelujah.
You are holy, holy, and you love God, Lord God, Almighty.
Oh, I think it's love.
Everyone was made.
Oh,
holy, holy. tongues, just go ahead. If you can pray in tongues, just pray in tongues. If you can pray in tongues, you can just express your love to him and tell him, Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. You are
Oh,
of it, you have come before the Lord. I decree God's peace. I connect the grace of God upon the life of our Father and the Lord. And I decree, go in peace. In the name of Jesus. I decree that letter will be in your favor for whoever it is. In the name of Jesus. I declare you are healed. For those I minister to concerning the issue of healing, please go and check yourself. Confirm it. Go and check yourself and confirm it. Please just not be foolish. We don't do try and error here. Go and check yourself, exercise your faith. If it's still there, come back, we'll pray again, and we'll trust God to perfect it. Father, we bless you. Can you stand up to your feet as you go back and just give God praise? Can you go ahead and give God praise? Father, we bless you. We exalt your holy name. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.